You're listening to the Bearded Theologians podcast, hosted by Zach Bechtold and Matt Franks. If you'd like to learn more about the Bearded Theologians, you can go online at beardedtheologians.com, where we have past podcasts, blogs, and a couple of items for sale. So check us out, beardedtheologians.com. Thank you for listening and enjoy this week's show.
You're listening to the Bearded Theologians podcast, hosted by Matt Franks
and Zach Bechtold.
This week on the Beardcast, it is the week of All Saints, and depending on your context, depends on when you celebrate it. Either people celebrate it the last Sunday in October, or they celebrate the first Sunday in November. So we're kind of shooting in between the two, and we'll send this out on Thursday. And either you've already had All Saints Sunday, or you're about to have All Saints Sunday. The choice is your pastors and your worship team. So good luck, Zach. This is another one of those that we talk about every year. What do you experience when you do All Saints Sunday in your congregation?
You know, All Saints Sunday is one of my favorites, probably my top one. It's definitely my top five favorite services of the whole year. And it's because we're super intentional about going through and remembering the folks who had impacts on our lives and our communities. Probably my favorite thing about it, outside of reading names and remembering people, is that is a day that we celebrate, because I always do it on the first Sunday of November. And so we have the reading of the saints and we have communion, which for me brings in the whole idea of celebrating communion with the whole communion of saints. With all of those who have gone before us and all of those who are here with us. And that's just such a powerful moment in worship for me, that I do not look forward to saying goodbye to people, but it's a great time to celebrate and grieve folks one more time, or again, because that's not the end. But it's just a super intentional time for me in the church and how I lead worship. Frankly, it's one of the only Sundays I robe up every year, because it is for me, a sacred Sunday. That's outside of Easter, outside of Christmas. It's seemingly a normal Sunday, and yet for me, it just has so much deep meaning and richness and tradition, and just truly a sacred space to be in. And I love it. I love it for the same reasons every year. And it makes my heart heavy for the same reasons every year, because we always read names of people whom none of us were ready to say goodbye to. I find myself reading names that I never met. And I feel at a loss that I missed out. It's very selfishly. I missed out on getting to know someone in a meaningful way. And that always bums me out. But gives me reason and pause to celebrate for the people who are celebrating and hearing their person's name. And so, I don't know, those are just kind of the base level things that I enjoy and look forward to every year that are super, super sacred for me and the way in which I lead and try to lead through All Saints Sunday. That's not important. Matt, what about you?
You know, for me, it really is. It's really cool to experience it in the way that we get to as itinerant clergy, because not all churches do it the same. I've been in different sized congregations that have done it all different ways, some not at all. Some are bringing back the practice depending on, where they're at. And, it's been a beautiful contextual thing for me to see how people do it. One of the cooler ways that I've seen it done was when I was in Norman at McFarland, they would do banners for those that have passed, and they would create these felt banners that would go all over the church. It was really cool to walk in. I didn't know this was happening, but to walk in that first or that only Sunday I was there and see the banners everywhere and see bits and pieces of people that some I knew, some I didn't know, Some had passed long before I got there, and it was just cool to have that throughout the whole building, like literally. And this is a good sized building. This wasn't just like your small little mom and pop church. It was a really big thing. I like it. The times where we do the ringing of the bell, when we read the name and ring the bell. I always ask for it to be the biggest bell that we can get, because I like that deep, somber bong, bong. And then nothing gets me going to start worship than when we sing For All the Saints. I almost tear up every time, because it is very meaningful for me. As I hear it, as I think about those saints that have passed, as I, you know, as we journey through the service and remembering and honoring, but yet also just celebrating that person's life. I find it like you know, you say you robe up. To me, it's one of the one services that I make sure that the liturgy and everything connects and lines up to creating a space where we remember those saints that go before us. However, we're, you know, we are called to move forward. And you were humming For All the Saints, Go Marching In, just a little while ago. And it dawned on me, I was like, I wonder how I could incorporate that into the service. You know, things like that. And it's communion, and it's time change. You know, it's a little bit of everything that Sunday. It's one of those Sundays I call, the only thing we can't fit in the Sunday is the kitchen sink Sunday, because it's literally a lot of things going on at one time. And it's just meaningful. And it's a crazy how many people show up for this. I always send out an invitation to those of the past in the last year, to, it'd be nice for you if you can attend. We'd love to have you, as we honor your loved one. And so, you know, it's just, to me, it's something I was preparing for this week, of trying to, we're doing a combined service this Sunday because of, we have our big, time and talent auction thing. And so trying to incorporate all of that into it. It's, you know, it's just fun to get to do that.
It really is. And that's, yeah, I just, the whole, all of it. It just is. It's such a beautiful Sunday, and it's such a beautiful time together and hold each other close. Like you said, throughout the whole thing, whether it's music or prayer, the sermon, the reading of names, whether it's the bell, right? Communion, wherever you find space, and however you celebrate All Saints Sunday, is go for it, go nuts. Do it well. I don't think that's something, I'm sure, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that something we don't do well is grieve, and especially holding our grief and celebration together. For me, All Saints Sunday is a beautiful picture of what that looks like, that we are simply there to celebrate all of the people who got us to where we are, and further their legacy as we live out all the things that they've taught us about God, about love, about doing good in this world. You know, they're the often the reasons why we are in the church and we are have a relationship with God, and to celebrate that well is just so sacred to me.
Yeah, and you know, we both definitely shared that it makes it is an important thing to us, and I think when people see how important it is to us, it makes it even better for them. And I really hope that it's one of those things that you can, as you're planning your worship, whatever that may look like, to do that, to make it something where people can feel the love and care that you have for those saints, but also the remembrance of them and why that's important. It's an important part of our faith to remember. But it's not, I think one of the things that, and that I always try to remember on this Sunday, it's not that we sit and we remember but not do anything about it. It's that we sit and we honor those saints through our actions and through what we do and how we share love and how we carry on their story and how they really live forever if we are truly honoring the saints. And you know, that just seems to be, it's almost one of those Sundays where I don't feel like I have to write a sermon because it's already been written, but I let the liturgy definitely speak to it in that service. And I love the communion liturgy when you're reading it and you're reading the biblical names, and then you have the other names of the saints that have passed. And it's just, I always try to read the saints' names twice. So we read it as a part of a litany and then in the communion liturgy. Cause I don't know. That's just, it's one of those services that is all the feels.
Yeah, it is. And don't, if you're leading one of these services, don't be afraid of the feels. If you're sitting in one of these services, be present. Let yourself be present in that. Like I said, Matt and I talk a lot about not being present in grief because it's uncomfortable. And this is definitely one of those places where we bridge that gap and find that in-between space to just to be present in all of that. So whether you find it, wherever you find it, music, candles, the liturgies, just being present in a room with people who are in exactly the same place you are. If you find it online, however, just be present in those moments. It's so sacred.
And I think you'll definitely find it meaningful for your people and for you as you remember those. I know we've had a heavy season here at our church, and so this year will be a little bit heavier with some saints that we've lost. And so so we move forward. And so as we move forward, as the Bearded Theologians, we want to encourage you to go to our website at beardedtheologians.com, where we've got a lot of great content and items for you to take in and to look at and to, you know, pick up a few items for you and your friends as it gets closer to Advent season and you do, you know, Christmas parties and things. Bearded Theologians gears make great white elephant, dirty Santa, or whatever else you call your gift exchanges, parties. And so with all that in mind, for the Bearded Theologians, I'm Matt Franks.
I'm Zach Bechtold. Thanks for checking us out.
I want you to subscribe and like this video and push that thumbs up.
Thank you for listening to the Bearded Theologians podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share on all social media outlets. You can check out old episodes and more information at beardedtheologians.com. Thanks for checking us out.